Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it your way, run the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Approval of a revised scope fee proposal from Baskerville Donovan, the amount of $132,655, about the Aquatic Center feasibility study.
As I said at the last meeting, $132,000 to hire a company to find a location for an aquatic center is an absolute waste of money. I'm for the aquatic center. I just think we need to pick a spot. There's lots of great spots. We got lots of land. I have a couple ideas about some spots.
We don't need no stinking engineers. We don't need no stinking surveys. We don't need no, stupid public engagement. Just a map and a dart and we're done. I got some ideas. I know where we can put it. I don't know why we need experts. And good Lord, we can save all of this money. And, I'm running for re-election here. And, you're making it easy for me because I can come to the people and pretend that I'm against spending wasteful money if I'm James Calkins.
I cannot support $132,000 to look for a spot. I think that's outrageous. And we have county staff that we pay lots of money that can find a spot.
Yeah, the staff can do it. We, if anything, do it in-house. They're not overworked. I mean, they clearly have capacity. Why not? And, at the risk of repeating myself, let me, repeat myself.
Let's try to save $132,000. Let's find a great place. And let's get an aquatic center.
Yeah, let's do it. But let's just not spend money on a study to figure out where it ought to be. Let's just, pick a spot and go, man.
Can you imagine what $132,000 can go to? That can go to a slide at the aquatic center. That can go to lots of things.
Kerry Smith, a flagpole.
You don't have. Yeah, I'm glad you're wanting to save money, and I'm glad you took the flagpole off the agenda. What I'm wanting to do, it's still my turn. You don't have to raise your hand, Horseshack.
Oh, man. Horseshack is... Pick me. Pick me. Pick me. I will pay money for somebody at the next county commission meeting to say...
Hey, Kyle, up your nose with rubber hose.
This actually came up in yesterday. This is from a week and a half ago. This actually came up in yesterday's meeting because James Calkins did not know who Horseshack was, which is understandable. He's probably too young to have seen it. Anyway, we'll get to that eventually later. Jerry Cooey, who's running for District 3 against James Calkins and against Rhett Rowell, who is also a candidate for District 3, says, he just thinks like, it's nice that you want to save money here, but you want to spend $300,000 somewhere else.
There's not a person in Santa Rosa County that doesn't like a flag, but you want to sit up here and preach to us when you tied up staff time, employee time, citizens' time, wanting to spend $300,000 to $400,000
on the flag. And James Calkins says, yeah, because I was buying a flag. I wasn't buying a study for a flag.
I'm really glad y'all brought up the flag, because let me tell you that when the flag proposal came out, I didn't try to get the county to spend $250,000 on a study to find a place or a flag.
Which, in some sense, that's kind of fair, but maybe in another sense, the fact that you didn't bother studying a variety of locations is why the clerk of the court said this is not a tourism justifiable expense. And so you wound up picking the wrong location. And maybe that's a lesson to be learned about why it's important to have a study to figure out where the right location for a massive investment on an aquatic center would eventually land. So, you would think that maybe he'd learn that, but no, it's campaign season.
This is wrong. This is why people are tired. This is wasting taxpayer money. That's exactly what it is. $132,000 to find a location when any citizen of Santa Rosa County can pick up a map and pick a location. There's lots of a location.
Any old bubba can do all the work that an engineering firm can do. Come on. Why do we need engineers and professionals? I mean, they can do all of this stuff. It's easy. It's so easy. All you got to do is sleep at a Holiday Inn Express and you can be an engineer. Come on, it's no problem, right? We'll come back to this in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see a little bit of a slowdown right outside Gulf Breeze High School this morning, but clear after you get on the bridge. If you're heading eastbound on 98, you can expect a lot of traffic building up after the Navarre Beach Causeway into Windhaven Beach and continuing on until about Hurlburt Field entrance. And in Pace, we are seeing a lot of buildup on Woodbine Road at the intersection of Highway 90 and Woodbine, going back for about a half mile. Not too bad on Chemukla, so if you want to take Guernsey and go over and take that intersection, I would recommend it. And after that, looking like a little bit of a slowdown on the bridge over Escambia Bay, but clear into Pensacola. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping, call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jimmy with Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. By the way, I said pretend earlier. That's really not the right word. James Calkins does consistently try to not spend money on a lot of things, but then occasionally the flagpole thing, whatever. But pretend is not the right word, so I apologize. That was an inappropriate word. Style himself, present himself in an election year. And, you know, again, fairly consistently. Back to the conversation about the Aquatic Center study. Chris Smith,
how many engineers do we have on staff with the county?
There's a total of four. Michael Schmidt, myself, and I have two other engineers.
Is this not a project that they can work on themselves, and why not?
No, sir. Our workload is extensive, and doing feasibility studies like this is kind of outside of our scope of practice.
So Rebecca Jones, county engineer, says, look, there's a lot of different kind of engineers. This isn't our expertise. We are full up on work already, and that's why we want an outside firm doing it. You know, I mean, she didn't say this, but plus you might also think that there's some shielding of liability if something goes wrong in something that's outside of their area of expertise. So, you know, James Calkins, like, we pay engineers. They can do it. Chris Smith, who is always himself admitted, reluctant to agree with James Calkins, says, it seems pretty easy. Why don't you just do it yourself? And the answer is no. I mean, there's a lot of elements to this. And, you know, even the reduction from 200 to 132,000 was not like we just got a better deal for asking. They reduced the scope of work. You know, they're going to do fewer things for the 132,000. So anyway, James Calkins, you know, moves to table the issue until Colton Wright, who is the county commissioner for District 5. It was his idea. He wasn't able to be at that meeting. Boy, he missed a good one 5 hours long. That was the meeting where they talked about Baker Road and the extension of the Pea Ridge Connector going from Hamilton Bridge up to Berry Hill. So that meeting, he had to be at a thing representing the Transportation Planning Organization elsewhere in the state of Florida. So he missed it. But anyway, they're going to talk about this on Thursday. But then there was a different part of this meeting, because you had this 5-hour marathon meeting where all of the public was there and they were very upset about the map for the Pea Ridge Connector. And right toward the end of the meeting, Kerry Smith, commissioner for District 2, who, you know, just anyway, I'm trying to tell you all of the politics of who doesn't like who or whatever, but here's what Kerry said.
Because here we are at 1:30, and we should have been done with that meeting no later than 9:30. And we're still sitting here, and this just burns my butt, and you know it does, because we're going to be here back here at 5 o'clock tonight.
He does have a flair for expression.
And it's just like we tee the ball up for a sideshow, and I'm just burned up about it, and I know you guys know I am. Listen here, mister, keep your mouth shut while I'm talking. Don't tee it up.
Somebody said that's y'all's job in the audience, right? Okay, so James Calkins, who loves nothing more than a long, loud, obnoxious, feisty meeting.
I just want to say that's our job as county commissioners, to listen to the citizens, and we got to listen to them all night if we have to.
Chairman?
So,
Chairman, please take control of your board.
I didn't know if y'all were having a...
I'm not having a back and forth with him.
Late Commissioner,
I need an IQ larger than that to deal with.
Kerry Smith is on tilt. And that's because James Calkins puts him on tilt every single time.
I know I'm ticked off right now, and I'm going to try to keep it down.
Burns his butt.
But this is a circus that we had.
Oh, did you hear what he almost said? I hadn't caught it until I played it that time. There's a word for circus that you would not say over the radio. It's a two-part word. The second part is show.
It's a show of some kind. Okay,
it's a show of some kind. Yeah. Right. Listen to him.
This is a circus that we had.
Am I wrong? Oh, so close.
This is a circus that we had today that was totally unnecessary. It was totally unnecessary, and I'm just, when I'm sitting there looking at that clock in the back of the room, it's just burning me up even more. And to hear, I'm going to caution against any type of campaigning up here because it's getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. We got a long way to go to August, and if I can look forward to this kind of sideshows until we get to August, you can expect me to get burned up about this. Because I'll be as red as his tie. Well,
don't tell the troll how to get you angry. You will just get more of that.
And I'm just trying to say to you, gentlemen, we cannot operate like this. I've seen staff get attacked today. I've seen some of the most egregious crap that I don't ever want to see. I don't ever want to see somebody standing over there in Rebecca's face. And I mean, I don't want to start saying things that I'm going to regret.
It might be that horse has already left the stable.
And this just burns my butt.
I'm not having a back and forth with him.
I need an IQ larger than that to deal with.
And then the Horseshack comment too. So I have this theory. It's a weak theory. At the moment, I don't think that it's a well-established theory. My weak theory is that these various boards, they don't like to be ignored. And if they provide entertaining material, they know I will cover it. And let's just say they don't like to be neglected, and so they do their best to give me things to pay attention to. And this was, oh, man, it's... I never thought I'd care about local politics. I never found anything in my life that's so entertaining as local politics, that's for sure. 723 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Is your house making you sick? If you have high indoor humidity levels due to excess moisture, it could be. High humidity levels cause mold, mildew, and bacterial growth, among other things, and are very hazardous to your health. If you have condensation on your vents or windows, blistering paint, or cupping hardwood floors, it's time to call Southern Climate Solutions. They'll customize a permanent solution to control your indoor environment, eliminating the hazards of high humidity and excess moisture. Find them online at southernclimatesolutions.com.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show.
example, they're the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
What are we going to do?
The question isn't what are we going to do. The question is what aren't we going to do.
Good morning, 7:26 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Jimmy's got a traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see some slowdowns right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection. Then seems to be clearing up all the way into Pensacola. In Pensacola, if you're driving eastbound on Fairfield, you can expect to see a lot of backups as you approach the Tahar Drive and Palafox intersections. And on Massachusetts, going eastbound at the intersection of Pace and Palafox, there's a road closure that is causing quite a backup. I would try and take a detour and avoid that intersection altogether if you can, and hop on Beverly Parkway there to get around that. Coming in from Pace and Milton, we are seeing a little bit of a buildup on Woodbine, actually a lot of a buildup on Woodbine, going all the way back to Guernsey Road. Chemuckla not looking too bad, so you can take that as an alternate route as well. Then again, some slowdown on the bridge over Escambia Bay coming into Pensacola is causing some backups there. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The White House has confirmed that it's aware of a U.S. soldier that's been detained in Russia. Benji Heyer has some more details.
Officials here say the soldier's accused of stealing from a woman whilst traveling to Russia on his own accord, having been stationed in South Korea. He becomes one of a number of United States citizens detained in Russia.
It's been reported that Staff Sergeant Gordon Black was arrested on the far east side of the country on charges of criminal misconduct. The National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters there wasn't much they could say currently. Columbia University won't be holding its main graduation ceremony. That news after weeks of pro-Palestinian protests on the school's campus. Security concerns were the main cause for the cancellation. And the launch of Boeing's Starliner mission for NASA has been scrubbed. The test flight was set to happen yesterday, launching from Cape Canaveral on a week-long mission to the space station. That was scrapped due to an issue with an oxygen valve. The next launch won't be able to happen till at least Friday.
All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 437-1620, that's my phone number. If you ever want to text me or give me your input on anything, agree with me, disagree, or anything else, you're always welcome. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, especially if you're selling, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are, I mean, they're just so good at this. 175 homes they sold last year. They've got a formula. Like, I mean, it really is. It's like a formula. We do this, we stage this, we photo this, we show it here, we list it there. We, you know, like, this is the price we set, and you get a sale. And you get a good sale. You get a good sale for a good price. And, you know, that was obviously true in the hot market. It is just as true in the not as hot market. And they can help you understand things like how is the market shifting? And, you know, you hear news reports about it being cooler than it was. Is that true? How cool? In this location, at that price point, like all different factors that can affect these things, they will know. Don't ask me. That's why you ask them. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 729 on News Radio 92.3. Weird story I saw yesterday. Very unfortunate story. You had a Special Forces training event with the Army where it wound up somebody put mixed in some live ammunition with the dummy ammunition on the saw, on the M249. Not clear whether it was in a magazine felt fed or a belt fed, but that's pretty easy to tell the difference when you look at them. But still, you know, no one guy got shot, and they are on a safety training stand down now for all live fire training exercises because they don't want to have that going on in case somebody else, you know, and trying to figure out how is this possible that somebody fed regular ammunition into the gun during a training.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Her attorney says Stormy Daniels is expected to testify today at former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York.
She is expected to testify, of course, about getting paid off by Michael Cohen to keep her alleged affair with the former president secret so that Mr. Trump's presidential candidacy would not be hurt if the allegations of that alleged one-night stand was made public before the election for the voters to find out.
Fox's Eric Shawn. After telling civilians to leave, the Israeli military is on the ground in the city of Rafah in Gaza, taking control of a border crossing with Egypt.
Officials say the operation was very precise and very limited and say it was only in specific areas of eastern Rafah. Israel claims the Gaza side of the crossing was being used for terror activity. The IDF says Hamas fired mortars toward Israel's border from the area of the crossing over the weekend.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 77 degrees in Pensacola. The man killed in an officer-involved shooting last week in Fort Walton Beach has been identified as an airman stationed at Hurlburt Field. The U.S. Air Force confirms 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson died last Friday. He was assigned to the 4th Special Operations Squadron and had been on active duty since November of 2019. Hurlburt Field says they're providing casualty affairs services to Fortson's family and supporting squadron and making resources available to anyone impacted. That incident happened last Friday at an apartment complex in Okaloosa County. The sheriff's office there says a deputy was responding to a disturbance when they encountered Fortson, who was armed with a gun. The sheriff's office says the deputy fired at Fortson in self-defense after identifying himself as law enforcement. Local jewelry store owner says he's out about $300,000 after multiple suspects broke into his kiosk at the Cordova Mall on Tuesday night.
They took over 2 kilos of the gold. I wasn't so sorry about the money I lost because money is come and goes. But the time I spent to make all that was more painful than actual money.
And Channel 3 talked with Farzin, the owner of Farzin Jewelry. He says some of those suspects had pretended to be customers earlier in the day before they returned after the mall closed and hid underneath a covering. PPD says they are looking for multiple suspects and photos have been shared on social media in the case. Now the legal bills are continuing to pile up in Escambia County with last week's agreement to pay out $5 million to settle a lawsuit with former medical director Ramey Edler. The News Journal now says over $9 million has been spent in settlements in the last 3 years.
The problem I have with this, there's no accountability for nobody. There's no accountability for Zlover. There's no accountability for Kenny. Now Dr. Edler, there's no accountability. Nobody's held accountable for all this money except for the citizens of Escambia County.
That from District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler during last week's Shade meeting discussing that settlement. That meeting coming after another $950,000 was paid out to Edler recently. This comes as the county remains embroiled in two other high-profile lawsuits related to the construction of the new jail and text messages that Commissioner Jeff Burgosh alleges were stolen. The discussion over public forum and decorum coming up again in Santa Rosa County after a contentious six-hour marathon meeting last month.
This is something that, you know, we can't do as a board. We are hired to get up here and be responsible stewards of the county's time and expenditures in every way. So for us to allow that type of thing to happen is just, it's beyond me. And it's bothered me ever since.
According to Commissioner Kerry Smith, county employees were subjected to verbal abuse and public speakers weren't held to the rules that the board approved back in December. Over 100 residents were at that meeting after a map had been published online, which gave the impression that county staff was looking to expand the Pea Ridge Connector through properties near the Hayes Ranch. Well, tourists are continuing to flock to Florida at a record pace. Governor Ron DeSantis announcing yesterday that data from Visit Florida shows the state is now the number one domestic tourism destination across the entire United States. Also number two with international visitors. 7:35 at News Radio, and Jimmy has our traffic on the fives.
If you are coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze or Navarre, you can expect to see a lot of slowdown right before the Avalon Beach or Avalon Boulevard intersection there, and continuing on a little bit through Oriole Beach, but clearing up right as you get onto the bridge there. If you are traveling on North Palafox Street, heading southbound at the intersection of Massachusetts and Pace. There is a road closure that is causing real backup, so you might want to get on Beverly Parkway and take North W Street south to get to where you need to go. Coming in from Pace and Milton, you are seeing a lot of slowdowns on the bridge and pretty long backup on Woodbine Road this morning. Chemukla intersection with Highway 90 not looking too bad, so if you want to hop on Guernsey and take that as an alternate route, I would recommend it. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We are going to see a beautiful, warm, humid day today with temperatures warming up near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. For Wednesday, similar forecast with a warm, humid pattern, high near 85. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 75. We're going to keep warm, humid weather around for Thursday with a high near 87. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 77 in Pensacola, 76 in Gulf Breeze, 75 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Microsoft has signed a deal with Swedish energy company Stockholm Exergi to permanently remove more than 3 million metric tons of carbon dioxide. The deal is being described as the largest carbon removal deal to date. According to Stockholm, delivery of the carbon removal certificates to Microsoft is planned to begin in 2028 and will continue for a decade. The Department of Labor has announced that Tennessee-based Fayette Janitorial Service agreed to pay nearly $650,000 in civil penalties after federal investigators found the company employed at least 24 children at two of its slaughtering and meatpacking facilities. The company must also hire a third party to implement company policies to prevent the illegal employment of children and create a program for reporting concerns about child labor violations. Futures are mixed. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 176, the NASDAQ up 192. That's your money now.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to wavemenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Wavemenshealth.com.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On April 11th, UWF launched the public phase of the Here for Good Capital campaign. Join us on May 9th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the university's most ambitious campaign to date and what it means for the future of our community. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own blues and soul singer Jordan Chase takes the stage. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Thank you.
7:40 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. I have a special treat this week. Not that Sheriff Simmons is not a special treat every week, but we have Chief Deputy over administration, Andrew Hobbs, formerly Major, formerly Commander, progressing up through the ranks. Now, what, the youngest Chief Deputy for an agency our size in the entire state of Florida? Is that what you said?
That's what they say. I didn't say that. That's what they say. I don't know. I don't know. I don't really, I'm too busy to look at those things, but that's what they tell me when I go to Florida Sheriff's Association meetings, and they want to boast you up, I guess.
I also hear you are the youngest chief deputy with such a great first name in the state of Florida.
Well, yeah, it's a strong name. It's a strong name.
Yeah, very strong name, yes. Obviously. a couple of things. Obviously, a lot of events have taken place. We'll get to the good stuff at the end. But going back to last Wednesday, you had a shooting, a homicide on Topaz Avenue. A guy was shot several times, apparently.
Yeah. The victim was being dropped off to pick up a vehicle that he had dropped off there. And during that time, an unknown suspect walked up or drove up and took his life.
Mm. And at this point, you know, I think we all have the same mindset of this. You know, to what degree do we think things are connected, not connected, based on recent events?
There is nothing to lead us to believe that this was an act of random violence. This was... This person knew this person. There was a reason why this person was targeted. Very rarely do we have situations like this that there's no connection to someone. Is it, you know, in some cases it's drug related. In some cases it's money related. In some cases it's domestic violence related. Very, very, very rarely is there a homicide that doesn't have a connection. And, you know, the thing is that sometimes like that, he was shot in front of a home when there's people around, mm-hmm. and very few are willing to come forward and talk about it. They don't, for some reason, they don't want to, but the investigators are working tirelessly on that like they do every other one, and they put everything they have in it. You know, that's the big thing that people miss is the blood, sweat, and tears that these investigators put in when they have one of these situations occur. They give everything they have. They give hours and hours and hours, and they want answers for those victims' family. No matter what the victim was or was not involved in, they're still a victim, and they still have a family, and we still owe it to that family to get answers and figure out why it happened. And, you know, the biggest thing is to bring those people to justice, because you can't take people's lives in Escambia County and think you're going to get away with it.
Well, and, you know, I think a normal person reacts and says, maybe they have this theory that, you know, if somebody had been well off and white, they'd get different attention. The answer is everybody gets attention, but not everybody gets cooperation. And also, people are engaged in bad behavior, but that doesn't justify them getting murdered. I mean, it's that whole range of things that people say just is off track.
It's because they have a certain belief in their own minds. It's if they came and sat down with the investigators, mm-hmm. and they see the emotional investment they have in each one of the victims, because here's the truth of it. We don't care what that person has or has not done in the past. They're a victim at that point.
Mm-hmm.
They are someone's husband, someone's brother, someone's sister, someone's mother. They are important to someone in our community. And at the end of the day, they're still alive. And we have to remember that we have to understand, just because if someone is or isn't involved in something, or we believe they are or aren't involved, or they have history in the past, you know, that was a question that came up in one of our press conferences for the triple homicide was, well, when was this person's criminal history, or when was this, or when was that? You know, those are topics in the investigation, because you can start to lead back to some behaviors or relationships when you're trying to build that tree, you know, build that, you know, I try to explain to somebody one day, it's like a family tree. If you go do 23andMe, they'll build a tree for you and they'll show you where you're connected. Well, it's the same thing investigators do. They try to take their victim and then they start to bring it out and see where the connections are to different people and who may want to have a reason to mm-hmm. take their lives.
We also had, going back to last week on Thursday, we had a man, Trey Thomas, 29-year-old, charged with doing some pretty awful stuff to a pregnant woman.
Yeah. You know, I had the opportunity to speak to a conference at West Florida last week about with Favor House, and talked about domestic violence. And it's one of the biggest calls deputies go on. It's the normal call, sadly, that people like this gentleman were under the influence of alcohol and drugs and decide to be bullies, decide to victimize someone that can't protect themselves. And take it one step level further, she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So not only are you harming her, you're harming your child. And, you know, I again, when you read that report, it was heartbreaking. And then, you know, pulls out a gun and shoots into the bed and all this other stuff. Clearly, there's a place for him, and that place is jail, because he doesn't have the ability to just treat people with common sense and decency.
We're talking to Andrew Hobbs. He is the chief deputy at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. We'll come back to him in just a second. We got Jimmy with traffic on the fives.
If you are heading eastbound on Cervantes, there has been a vehicle crash on the intersection of Cervantes and E Street. And on I-10, seeing a lot of slowdowns right after the Pine Forest exit. If you're coming into Pensacola from Cantonment on Highway 29, heading southbound, starting right before the Kingsfield intersection, going until about the I-10 intersection, there are frequent traffic buildups happening, so expect delays coming into Pensacola from Cantonment. A lot of traffic building up on Olive Road, heading at that intersection with Davis Highway and that crazy turnoff onto University Parkway, so expect to see some delays there. Otherwise, heading in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can see a lot of buildup happening right before the Avalon Bridge intersection, but clearing up a little bit as you head towards the 3 Mile Bridge into Pensacola. And eastbound on 98 in Windhaven Beach, a lot of traffic buildup happening right after the Navarre Beach Causeway into Hurlburt Field. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Andrew Hobbs, the chief deputy of administration at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. We had a lot of incidents, but in my mind, a lot of incidents and a lot of arrests, which means good work by your office responding to this stuff. You guys arrested a 20-year-old Tasavian Prayer Garrett after seizing an enormous amount of drugs, right?
Yeah, it was 565 grams of fentanyl, 379 grams of meth, 8 firearms, which 2 were stolen, some cash. You know, the sheriff promised and a level of enforcement and engagement like you've never seen, and you can see both. You can see engagement and you can see enforcement. This is another great job by our narcotics unit and our SWAT unit. The sheriff has doubled our size of our, or is working on doubling the size of our narcotics unit to get these drugs off our streets. Fentanyl, I mean, it is killing people every day, and I think it's just a testament to the sheriff's leadership and how he's pushing to get this stuff off the streets.
Speaking of that, there are so many of these cases, but you had the SWAT team and were involved in a standoff where, unfortunately, the suspect, the person trying to apprehend, took his own life.
Absolutely, yeah. The sheriff and I were there for that Friday. Again, another domestic violence situation. Mm-hmm. We just talked about that. This person breaks into a family member's home, commits a violent crime in there, then is armed inside with a long rifle. I believe it was an AR-15. The SWAT team, hostage negotiation, gets there, spends hours trying to talk to him. Once they're able to make entry into the home, he had taken his own life, sadly. But again, as our post on social media talked about, this wasn't the first time he has had issues with domestic violence against that victim. So it's sad. It's a sad situation for his family. It's a sad situation for the victim's family. And it's a sad situation for our SWAT members, because they're really trying to get you out so that you can be held accountable for the crimes,
right?
And not where it ends with you taking your own life or us having to take your life.
And we saw, you know, the high-profile case in Santa Rosa County, same thing, where somebody got out of jail and went back to abuse the same person and kidnap the same. It's such a horrible common pattern. You guys did make an arrest of one of two people wanted for a February murder on Moore Avenue, just a testimony to always pursuing, always continuing, always looking to find that person to put him in jail, right?
Yeah, and you can see that video on our Facebook page. That was the positive impact on community. Our deputy stopped that pursuit by ramming the vehicle. They called it a pit. I don't know if that was a pit, but it stopped a murder suspect from getting away, and it was great police work. Again, enforcement like you've never seen before, and I think you're seeing that every single day if you watch our social media platforms or our media partners.
And speaking of that, you know, sometimes people think that it's all reactive enforcement, but you guys are engaged in proactive enforcement. So I think it was Airway Drive where you had this three people got arrested because you went after somebody you recognize might be a criminal. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, that's another example of our men and women out there at the sheriff's office. You know, people say, well, do they just answer calls for service? Well, yeah, they do that. We answer a lot, almost 300,000 calls for service a year, but they're always out there looking. They're always trying to see if there's a tag, if there's a light, if there's issues that we can pull a vehicle over and find out what people are doing. And, you know, I get complaints all the time about, oh, your deputy pulled me over, this deputy. Well, did you have too dark a tint? Was your light was your tag expired? Or when we run your tag, is your driver's license suspended? Those are reasons why you're probably going to get pulled over.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the driver's license one in particular, we had this woman that just got sentenced to a very long jail sentence driving with a suspended license. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that we want you to find them before they kill somebody. We want you to find them before they cause a wreck.
Absolutely. There's a reason why their driver's license has been suspended. There's a reason why they have a revoked driver's license. It is usually a precursor to something else. And so, yeah, the men and women of the sheriff's office are out there always looking. We are trying to make sure that we take every available chance to keep Escambia County safe.
Last of the good bad news in the sense that you guys are doing good work enforcing against people who do bad things. But Dylan Hicks was booked for related to meth trafficking on Saturday, right? And this one, this is the guy that had the face tats.
Oh, yeah. He has made bad choices in his life before this. Clearly, there's a picture on our social media platforms that show him in the back of a cruiser. Yeah, he literally made bad choices ahead of time because, you know, I'm not against tattoos. I have tattoos myself, but I don't have them on my face. It's usually it's hard to commit crimes and then be so obviously able to be identified. Mm-hmm. You know, don't put a tattoo on your face and then think you're going to be able to get away with crime.
It's like wearing a name tag.
It's pretty close. Yeah.
So since we talked about all the kind of, you know, crime related stuff, let's talk about some of the good things. Y'all just graduated a Blazer Academy and you got another one coming, right?
We did. We just finished up the male Blazer Academy last week. The state of Florida's crime prevention program of the year. Sheriff Simmons is, again, that was one of Sheriff Simmons's big pushes for that program. We had just graduated a group of young men that are amazing and are going to be amazing leaders in our community. And upcoming will be the female version of the Blazer Academy, where we have
so cool
female instructors to share different aspects of their lives and how they got to where they are at. And it really gives you an opportunity to speak to young people and give them a safe place to talk about some issues that maybe are affecting them and how we would address them. And, you know, it's hard to talk to your parents about certain things, mm-hmm. but when you're sitting there talking to someone who has been there, who's had those issues, and they're not your parent, you know, your parent probably give you great advice, but none of us took it when we were kids.
we can't tell them, and we won't listen to them both, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, it gives a great opportunity for us to get back to the community.
And then the last thing is you have a Citizens Law Enforcement Academy beginning Thursday, this Thursday?
Next Thursday.
Next Thursday. But this is new.
This is a brand new Citizens Law Enforcement Academy. Sheriff Simmons has been working with myself and others in our agency to give you a fully immersive experience into the sheriff's office. You will get to do things that you've never thought you could do, from our force on force room, where you would be go clear a room and have to engage an active shooter, or our virtual reality type training we do, to an investigation. So investigators are come in, they're going to show you behind the scenes of a real investigation, a real homicide, and then you're also going to have the opportunity to do a crime scene. So you're going to use the Faro system. You're going to make imprints of the car tires. What you see on TV, you're going to get to do. It is a behind-the-scenes, interactive view of the sheriff's office like you've never seen before.
Man, that sounds amazing. I mean, I did PPD's Citizens Law Enforcement Academy, you know, God, like 8 years ago now, something like that. And it was great. But the pieces I remember are the pieces particularly that sound like that stuff, only that's all of it. So, I mean, that's going to be fantastic. Count me in at some point.
Absolutely.
Because I haven't done it with you guys yet, and I would be willing to. Escambia County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy over Administration, Andrew Hobbs. Andrew, always good to have a fellow Andrew on the show with such a strong name. Thank you for the time. Thanks for what you do to administer the Sheriff's Office and for keeping us safe, man. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Have a great day, guys.
7:54 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Join Lori from Davis Hardware in U-Haul today at 10 a.m. on Pep Talk. Lori will be talking about what makes Davis Hardware your go-to place for those hard-to-find items and solutions for a happy home and a happy life. Your home is talking to you. Listen to Lori on this month's topic, Drain Cleaning Solutions on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Thursday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. They'll be talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I love those redheads, man.
I know you.
Man, it's 93 all over again. 757 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of buildup on Windhaven Beach heading towards Hurlburt Field Road, so expect to see some delays in there. And if you are heading westbound on 98, coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, a lot of traffic building up right before Avalon Boulevard intersection and happening again as you make the roundabout right before the Bob Sykes Bridge into the 3 mile bridge, but clearing up as you get into Pensacola. In Pensacola, if you are on the intersection of Pace, Palafox, and Massachusetts, there's a road closure there that's happening. If you're heading southbound, I would just go ahead and hop on Beverly Parkway and take North W Street southbound to wherever you're going. And on Highway 29, if you're coming in from Cantonment, heading southbound, frequent traffic buildups happening starting around West 10 Mile Road, happening all the way to the I-10 intersection. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
I was wrong. They released that song in 2020. But it's...
For real?
The Dorsal, yeah, but it sounds like...
Yeah, definitely.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with a quick headlines for us. David?
Well, Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered military drills that include preparing for the use of tactical nuclear weapons. He says those drills were in response to threats by the West. Putin's order comes as today marks his inauguration ceremony for his fifth term as president.
Wow. And the Florida native Miss USA has given up her title as Miss USA due to mental health concerns, says basically that the stress and the difficulty and all the other stuff of doing that job is too much for her.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.